KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint. K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove. KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay. KFPS, 88.1 FM in Falls Pass. And KKQA, 88.1 FM in Accutan, Alaska.
It's time now for your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset. Starting with your coastal water forecast, courtesy of the National Weather Service of Anchorage, Alaska. From Sidkenap to Castle Cape, small craft advisory through Wednesday. Today, northwest winds 25 knots, seas 4 feet with snow. Tonight, northwest winds 30 knots, seas 6 feet with freezing spray. And Wednesday, northwest winds 25 knots, seas 5 feet with freezing spray. Castle Cape to Cape Tolstoy, small craft advisory through tonight. Today, northwest winds 30 knots, seas 5 feet. Tonight, northwest winds 30 knots, seas 4 feet with freezing spray. And Wednesday, northwest winds 20 knots in the morning, becoming variable 10, seas at 3 feet with freezing spray. Cape Tolstoy to Cape Sarashef, gale warning today. Today, northwest winds 35 knots, seas 6 feet. Tonight, northwest winds 30 knots, diminishing to 20 after midnight, seas 5 feet with freezing spray. And Wednesday, west winds 15 knots, seas 4 feet. Port Hyden and Nelson Lagoon, small craft advisory through tonight. Today, northwest winds 30 knots, seas 10 feet with snow. Tonight, northwest winds 25 knots, seas 10 feet with freezing spray. And Wednesday, northwest winds 15 knots, seas 6 feet. Nelson Lagoon to Cape Sarashef, small craft advisory through tonight. Today, northwest winds 30 knots, seas 12 feet with freezing spray. Tonight, northwest winds 25 knots, diminishing to 15 after midnight, seas 10 feet with freezing spray. And Wednesday, southwest winds 20 knots, seas at 6 feet. Your detailed forecast for the Alaska Peninsula. Today, snow. Areas of blowing snow. Snow accumulation can be up to 9 inches. Highs in the upper 20s. Northwest winds 15 to 30 miles per hour with gusts to 55. Tonight, mostly cloudy with scattered snow showers. Lows in the mid-20s. Northwest winds 15 to 30 miles per hour with gusts to 45, decreasing to 35 after midnight. And Wednesday, mostly cloudy with scattered snow showers. Lows in the lower 30s. West winds 15 miles an hour. Your tide predictions for the Popoff Island. There was a high tide at 1 a.m. at 5 feet 7 inches. A low tide at 6:43 a.m. at 2 feet 3 inches. A high tide at 12:28 p.m. at 5 feet 8 inches. And a low tonight at 7:03 at 2 inches. Your sun rose at 7:54 this morning, and your sun will set at 9:34, giving us 13 hours and 40 minutes of daylight hours. And that was your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset here on KSDP and KAEB. I'm Amy Mack. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
Coming up on KUCB News, a group of Anchorage jurors is currently determining whether or not the young man involved in a fatal 2019 Unalaska car crash is guilty of felony charges. That and more coming up. Stay tuned.
Local programming on KUCB is made possible by the Aleutian Housing Authority, providing affordable housing services in the Aleutian Pribilof Islands region and working hard to create employment, job training opportunities, and promote economic development. More information at ahaak.org.
Good afternoon. You're listening to KUCB 89.7 FM on Alaska. I'm Maggie Nelson with some local news on Tuesday, April 8th, 2025. The fate of a young man behind the wheel in a fatal 2019 Unalaska car crash is now in the hands of an Anchorage jury. Dustin Ruckman, 24, faces two counts of criminally negligent homicide in the deaths of two Unalaska teen girls. As prosecutors and Ruckman's defense attorney have faced off in an Anchorage courtroom, they painted a picture of what happened. On May 9th, 2019, when Ruckman was 18, he drove his truck up on Alaska's Mount Ballyhoo with passengers 16-year-old Carly McDonald and 18-year-old Kiara Renteria Haste. The truck eventually plummeted down the Ulacta Head Cliff side of the mountain with the two girls inside. They were ejected and died in the fall. Ruckman sustained some minor injuries and told police that he was thrown from the truck. Nearly 300 people tuned in to the live stream of the trial Monday as attorneys presented closing arguments, which took up almost the entire day and fixated mainly on the legal definition of criminal negligence. About 25 members of the public attended Monday's trial in person, including Ruckman's parents and the parents of both of the victims. The mood inside chambers was quiet and somber, and some shed tears as videos of the day of the incident were replayed for the jury. Assistant District Attorney Patrick McKay Jr. told the jury that accidental conduct can be criminal.
Really, ladies and gentlemen, I think this case comes down to criminal negligence.
McKay says Ruckman was aware of the risk because he'd driven on the pathway several times before. He says Ruckman either failed to perceive the risk or disregarded it, making his behavior criminal, even if it was accidental. Ruckman's defense attorney, Julia Mowdy, disagrees. She says Ruckman had indeed made a mistake, but his actions did not rise to the level of criminal negligence.
And the distinction in this case that's tricky, two girls died. Dustin Ruckman made a mistake. There is nobody who is saying, I'm certainly not saying, that Dustin Ruckman is not at fault for their death.
Mowdy pointed to the differences between civil and criminal negligence.
But the difference between civil negligence, which is a person's fault, that someone did something in error, and criminal negligence, is that criminal negligence is when the fault is so great, the error is so great, the disregard in advance, not in hindsight, but in advance of what the person is doing, is such a gross deviation of the standard of care that every other person would take that it's deserving of criminal liability.
She says there were insufficient signs or blockades in the area that could have kept drivers away from the cliff's edge or the roads and pathways on top of the mountain. She says prior to the crash, there was nothing in place that explicitly pointed to the danger of driving in the area or that would have made Ruckman's actions illegal. Mowdy also returned to a narrative she presented earlier in the trial about the community's feelings toward Ruckman after the crash.
And you've also heard that instead of celebrating that Dustin Ruckman miraculously lived, there were people in the community who would rather he had died on that mountain and survived that crash.
She says the investigation by the Unalaska Department of Public Safety was biased toward the Ruckmans. The department hired an expert to look into the crash and provided a report, but the state never presented an expert during the trial.
If the state had one objective witness who could tell you in an expert report, objective, not from Unalaska, not related to this case at all, that had the premature of expert witness attached to their name, and they had anything that would say that Dustin Ruckman had done something criminal, or that he had speeded, or that he had done something reckless, they would have presented that evidence to you.
State Prosecutor McKay told jurors that most of the facts of the case had been established within a half hour of law enforcement arriving on scene, long before most of the community was aware of the incident. Superior Court Judge Thomas Matthews handed the case over to jurors for deliberation Monday afternoon. The jury's decision will be live streamed at stream.akcourts.gov. And it's National Library Week across the country, and for the first time, the Unalaska Public Library is joining the celebration with a full slate of activities. KUCB's morning host Ryan Humphrey sat down with librarian Karen Kresh yesterday to discuss free coffee, golden tickets, and daily trivia questions. Here's part of their conversation.
So we're doing a few things, and we hope that people will stop by and visit. The first thing we're doing is free coffee all week. So if you stop by the library, you can have a free cup of coffee, and you're allowed to bring it into the library as long as it has a lid, which we will provide.
I'm in. Coffee. There you go. I like it.
So we'll have both regular coffee and decaf, and then in the afternoons, we'll have some hot water for tea and hot cocoa. We welcome everybody to come in and enjoy a hot beverage with us. And we also are doing a community survey, and the first 15 people to fill out the survey and turn it in at the library will get one of our tote bags. They're the special teal tote bags that you may have seen around town. They're kind of a limited edition, and we gave them out on our grand opening day, and then we've been saving them after that for a special moment. So we have about 15 left, and the first 15 people to turn in their surveys can get a tote bag. It has artwork by Ray Hudson, and it says Unalaska Public Library on it. They're really nice, and so we encourage you to come in and fill out our survey. It's a survey on what people would like to see available for checkout. So we're looking at buying some things that are not like books and media and traditional library things, but we currently have sewing machines, we have blood pressure monitors, and we're looking at getting some other stuff. So we have a big list of ideas, and we want to know what people are especially interested in being able to check out from the library. So that's what the survey is about.
Very nice.
If you're not one of the first 15, we do have some nice notebooks as sort of a, you know, you didn't make it across the finish line in the first ones, but still kind of an incentive to fill out that survey. So that'll be all week through Saturday, April 12th. Just stop by anytime during our open hours, which are 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. We also will have a gift card drawing. Anybody who checks out books this week will be able to enter a gift card drawing. So any day that you check out books all week, you can enter a gift card drawing for a $50 Dutch Grind gift card. So make sure you stop by and check out, and we'll give you a little drawing form to fill out. You can do that every day if you like. We also have a couple of special days. On Tuesday, we're going to have drop-in for ebook or streaming video demos. So if you didn't know already, the library offers access to ebook and audiobook downloads with your library card, and you borrow those just like you would borrow a library book, and they go onto your device for 3 weeks. And so if you've never done that before, the staff can show you how to do that. So you can really drop by anytime and ask us about that. But we're especially highlighting it on Tuesday. So stop in on Tuesday and get a demo. And then on Thursday, we'll have our button making machine. And so people can drop in and make a button or a magnet from recycled books. So we'll have that out. We'll have the little hole punch that punches the button into the right size. You can make your own, or you can use some of our recycled books to make a special button or magnet for your refrigerator.
Wow, that's very nice.
Yeah, and just a couple more things that we're doing this week to celebrate National Library Week. We will have a couple of golden tickets hidden in the library. So if you find a golden ticket somewhere in the library, they'll be visible, but hopefully not too easy to find. You can come and bring it to the checkout desk for a special prize. And we're having trivia all week, and we just have it's just for fun trivia, no big prizes. We have little stickers. When you come in to check out your books or to get your library card, see if you can answer our fun trivia question.
I like it. Love trivia. People love trivia.
Yeah, I know. It's always good. It's, you know, brings out your inner, you know, all those useless facts that you keep in the back of your mind.
Nice.
You have a chance
nice.
To bring them out onto stage.
That was Unalaska librarian Karen Kresh discussing the many activities happening at the Unalaska Public Library for National Library Week. The library is open Monday through Friday from 10 in the morning till 9 at night, and weekends from noon till 6 in the evening. For more information on National Library Week in Unalaska, head to unalaskapcr.com. Now let's take a look at this week's community events. The Unalaska City Council meets tonight at 6 o'clock at City Hall. Council members will be hearing from the Unalaska City School District, who is presenting its new budget. They will also hear from the community grant applicants tonight. For more information, please call the city clerk's office at 907-581-1251. And there's a community art show planning roundtable Thursday evening at 6 o'clock at the Unalaska Public Library. The Museum of the Aleutians is hosting the roundtable event to gauge interest, develop a steering committee, and plan a future exhibit. The Museum of the Aleutians is also hosting a new exhibit opening that will take place Friday evening at 6 o'clock. The new exhibit, Adorning the Aleutians, features artwork by Unangak artists. The opening was rescheduled last week due to a winter storm warning. You can find more information on this event and others at the community calendar at kucb.org. And that's the news from Unalaska. I'm Maggie Nelson, and you're listening to KUCB 89.7 FM. Find us online at kucb.org, and please stay tuned for your local and marine weather forecasts.
It's time now for your community window here on KSDP. Starting with job openings, the QT Tribe of Sandpoint is hiring a grant writer, an executive director, and an environmental assistant. The Shimigan Corporation of Sandpoint is hiring a bartender. The Palouf Harbor Tribe is hiring a tribal environmental coordinator. EATS is hiring a behavioral health trainee and a community health representative. Both of those positions can be in Sandpoint or King Cove. They are also hiring a clinical information clerk for King Cove, a community health aide for Falls Pass and Nelson Lagoon, and a clinical information clerk slash janitor for Cold Bay. Community announcements. King Cove, the AD and F&G Advisory Committee, will be meeting today at 10 a.m. at the Harbor House. Sandpoint, the Sandpoint Fish and Game Advisory Committee, will be holding a public meeting today in Sandpoint at 1 p.m. at the Sandpoint City Chambers. These meetings are open to the public. And there will be a meeting of the Borough Assembly April 10th at 2 p.m. You can tune into that live here on KSDP. And that's all for the community window. If you have anything you'd like for us to put on the air or web, you can contact us through email at cw@apradio.org. You can call us at 907-383-5737, or you can still fax us at 907-383-5271. Also, look for updates, meeting archives, and more at apradio.org. I'm Amy Mack. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
This program was brought to you by Jim and Shirley Brown's Apartments, located in Sandpoint above Trident Seafoods and the Boat Harbor. Featuring two-bedroom apartments on a month-to-month basis. For more information, call Jim Brown at 386-6050.
across your back. I can see you had your fun, but darling, can't you see my signals turn from green to red? And with you, I can see a traffic jam straight up ahead.
Thank you. be on your side. There is no reason for you to hide. It's so hard for me staying here all alone when you could be taking me for a ride.
Crystal champagne for Thunderbird wine. You burned all your bridges and you burned all your friends when you never thought that the party would end. Well, it's chicken today, feathers tomorrow, laughter and liquor, weave a mask of sorrow. It's chicken today, feathers tomorrow, I guess we're all borrowing time. Go ahead. Took all of his love and you made it obscene. You cried and complained that he's all that you need. That's when it came down, that dirty old deed. And it's chicken today and feathers tomorrow, laughter and liquor, leave a mask of sorrow. All borrowing time. One more time. Well, it's chicken today and it's feathers tomorrow. Laughter and liquor, weave a mask of sorrow.
KSDP 830 AM Sandpoint and 88.1 FM K201DA King Cove, Alaska.
You were born with a face that will let you get your way. Yeah.
Stepped through on a wooden cross, blackbird in the barn. 400 empty acres that used to be my farm. Grew up like my daddy did, my grandpa cleared his land. When I was 5, I walked a fence while grandpa held my hand. Rain on the scarecrow, blood on the plow. This land fed a nation, this land made me proud. Son, I'm just sorry there's no legacy for you now. Rain on the scarecrow, blood on the plow. Rain on the scarecrow, blood on the plow. The crops you grew last summer weren't enough to pay the loan. Couldn't buy the seed to plant this spring and the farmer's bank foreclosed. Call my old friend Shipman up to auction off the land. He said, John, it's just my job and I hope you understand. They calling it your job, oh horse, sure don't make it right. If you want me to, I'll say a prayer for your soul tonight. And grandma's on the front porch with a Bible in her hand. Sometimes I hear her singing, take me to the promised land. You take away a man's dignity, you can't work his fields and cows. But blood on the scarecrow, blood on the plow. Blood on the scarecrow. Planted in the cold ash yard with 97 families who lost 97 farms. I think about my grandpa, my neighbors and my name. It's a night to feel like dying, like a scarecrow in the rain. Rain on the scarecrow, blood on the plow. This land fed a nation, hey, this land made me proud. And son, I'm just sorry, there's just memories for you now. Rain on the scarecrow, blood on the plow.
Just when I was getting over you, just when I was gonna make it through another night without missing you. Thinking I might just be strong enough after all. When I hear your footsteps echoing, you
APIA is pleased to announce that our Employment Training and Related Services Division will be traveling to the region in April to share resources and information about workforce development, training, educational scholarship opportunities, the Tribal Vocational Rehabilitation Program, and our child care services. Please stop by and visit our staff in Nelson Lagoon April 15th through the 19th, or contact Kiara Johnson at kiaraj@apiai.org or call 907-222-9762 for more information.
This message is brought to you by the Lucian Pribilof Islands Association.
open book. You used to say, live and let live.
You know you did, you know you did, you know you did.
But if this ever-changing world in which we live in makes you give in and cry, say, live and let die. Live and let die.